You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to an Irish racing programme packed full of goodies this afternoon. We're actually going to be taking a look at two meetings for you this afternoon. I'm going to do a little bit of an amalgamation of the pair. Pick the best action and the best bets at the Curragh this afternoon on Sunday, July the 22nd. And, of course, at Tipperary as well, where they say it's quite a decent jump card as well. So we'll crack on straight away with the action. And we'll go to the County Kildare venue first. The first port of call is the 255, the Sapphire Stakes, over five furlongs, in which seven horses go to post, but none of which are tougher than the mighty Caspian Prince, who, and amazingly, is a nine-year-old, but he still seems to be running better than ever. And Michael Appleby's charges certainly comes in even good nick. He won this race last year, of course, winning the care of Tony Call. And he's on a bit of a crest of a wave at the moment. He won two starts ago in pretty impressive fashion at Musselburgh from a bad draw. And he came here to the Curragh the last day, and he just got touched off in the latter stages by Battle of Jericho. But he did get softened up for the lead on that particular occasion, and he had the steadier of 10 stone as well to contend with. So it was a really good effort at the weights by this chestnut gelding. And now he's off level weights with the likes of Battle of Jericho and several others that come into here in good form, including Mabs Cross, of course, who was third in the King Stand Stakes. He's got plenty in his favour today. He absolutely adores it here at the Curragh. He loves this stiff track, and he does not find plenty for pressure as well when he gets taken on and when something joins him. Nowadays, he really is very tenacious in the battle. So, Caspian Prince, a fairly confident choice there, repeating last year's win in that 255. On to the best race on the card then, class-wise, the Group 2 over mile 1 at 3:30. And all eyes here will no doubt be on Aine O'Brien's Magical, who ran perfectly respectably on her comeback run at Longchamp back in April. But she's very much seen to better effect on better ground, and she's got some really good form here at the Curragh. That second, of course, in the Moyglare last year over this trip behind Happily stands out as the best piece of individual form coming into this race. And even though we hadn't seen her for quite a while, I just think Connections have probably had a little bit of an issue or two getting her back on track. And she's certainly the most likely winner here. I'd certainly fancy her over Stable Companion September, who comes here off the back of course, no runs this season, which is a little bit of a doubt. But I do think there's a bet in this race to be had in the shape of I'm So Fancy. I think she's overpriced here. I'd certainly be looking in towards the without the favourite market, because you can get sort of 5-2 for Jessica Harrington's in-form four-year-old. And the fact that she's won both of her two starts here at the Curragh, and she's stayed in very strongly in winning those both two races, suggests to me she's right on top of her game. This mile one should be absolutely ideal on the round track. She's won over a mile and a quarter. She's had the pace to win over a mile, so she's fairly flexible. And regards tactics as well, she can make the running or she can drop in behind. So no matter which way this race is run, I'm So Fancy is going to be suited by the way the race pans out. And I could say 5-2 without the favourite. That looks like a good bit of business if we think September isn't probably going to turn up with her A1 game head on. On to the 405, quite a complex looking Phillies handicap. Obviously Bonafide was good the first day down in Gowran Park. But she looks fairly toughly treated, I think, off a mark of 85. So I'm going to go with Tezzetto, who's already proven in one of these handicaps, as she showed back in May when we last saw her behind Henson, Dianthus. That was a really good Phillies race, running a strong tempo, and the form has worked out really well. She's a fairly uncomplicated type, albeit she's not overly big. And she's drawn really well today, still three, only two off the three off the fence, which should get her into a decent position early on. As I said, I really like her attitude. I think she's got a bit of class about her. And Tezzetto is a fairly confident choice there in the 405. On to the 515, and probably my best bet on the card. If you can get all the each-way prices available about Viva Knight, then I think we're in a good position here with Mickey Halford's filly, who has been knocking at the door so far this season. She was a good fifth first time in Leopardstown. Fortunately, her saddle slipped on the next run at Nice. You can forget that run. But she bounced back to her very best when runner-up Beyond All scored Rianoc down in Tipperary. Kerry the last day. And given that the winner has gone on to lower the colours of some very useful types down in Killarney the night, I do think that effort by this three-year-old filly by Teofilo stands her in good stead in this particular race. She's also very well drawn today in stall one, racing on the round track when they go on that far side rail. Stall one is definitely the place to be, whereas a main market rival here, Ancestral, has got the coffin box 16 to overcome. So that'll be a tough ask for Gerlines, his filly by Bated Breath on debut. And we know that the one or two of these other horses in this race have exposed. So Vivenite, very, very strong choice there each way in the 5.15. Right, now over to Tipperary for the jumps card. And I've got quite a few fancies here. I was really taken by the win of William de Burley down in Killarney the other day. He really does like fast ground nowadays, although it's as good on the race card the time before at Kilbeggan. They overwatered the track and he didn't quite stay as well as one might be expected. But providing Tipperary don't have any showers and they're not forecast today, then I do think William de Burley has got a good chance of backing up that victory down in Killarney last time out. In the 240, keep a close eye on Mr. Butler, who comes in here in great form. He was given a rather kamikaze ride by Shane McCauley the other day when trying to make all the running at Roscommon, but he was much better seen over 2.5 miles when given a more patient ride the time before. Now, he has got a little bit of form over fences, albeit a little bit scattergun so far, but he is a big, strong unit, and I just think he's come to hand now rather than that form previously being anything to go by. So, with quick ground in his favour and the horse in really good form, I think Mr. Butler should go well there in that beginner's chase. On to the best race on the card, the 350 then. Very competitive 2.4 handicap. Monbeg Chit Chat is obviously going to be popular, representing the stable who's in cracking form, and that victory down in Punchestown last time out certainly stand it in good stead. It's just whether this horse can get the trip or not, which is the only question that you have to ask about taking a fairly short price. Therefore, I'm probably going to go with Fenlands Hill. 2.5 miles is absolutely ideal for this seven-year-old, and albeit he was beaten the last time out at Downpatrick, he was much better the last day prior to that when he won at Down Royal in fairly convincing fashion and a decent time figure. That race has worked out really well, so I'd expect a really big run here from Fenlands Hill. On to the 4.25, and the last of the races we're going to be looking at here at Tipperary. I thought Mrs. Lovett was the one to beat here in this beginner's chase. She was third the other day down at Down Royal in a very strongly run race won by Dixie Lee, who ran well next time out at Belliestown. And with that run under her belt, one would imagine a deal of improvement will come from this five-year-old. She certainly has the size and the scope to make a chaser, and representing a yard who's now clicking into gear in pretty decent fashion, I'd certainly expect Mrs. Lovett to go well there in the 4.25. Okay, that's it for the Irish Racing Podcast for today. Like I say, a little bit of a mix and match jobby there, looking at both cards. But hopefully we found out one or two winners for you this afternoon. Hopefully you can join me again tomorrow when we're going to be covering a seven-race flat card at Ballinrobe tomorrow evening at 5.50. So I look forward to your company then. Until then, it's a very goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.